Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquez and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Suck one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The Balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all on the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquez.
All right, my minions, it's Thursday night. It's Thursday evening. And, well, you know what we do here on Thursday evening. It's the Hot Corner. We talk about baseball, everything baseball in the major league. We keep you updated. We get you updated. And we also want to thank all of our friends out there on Indiana Talks. So glad that you guys are joining us on our Encore presentation, which, by the way, airs at 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. Well, for the next hour, I'll be your host and fearless leader as we walk through the dangerous grounds of Major League Baseball. We try to break down as much as we can, from fantasy advice to the farm system, the AAA action, AA action, as well as your favorite MLB team. Now, let me give you my digits. 917-889-8516. 917-889-8516 is my digits. Now, if you are listening to us on Indiana Talks, I do apologize. We are not able to take any calls during the Indiana Talks, but feel free to give me a call, an email here at the Balance Online. Well, guys, it's been a great week. And last week, you know, we talked about what was going on in there in Boston, and they had just released the photographs of what had happened, and I mean of the terrorist, or that they believe it had gotten involved, or the cowards, I should say, that had gotten that had bombed the Boston Marathon. And we were talking about that. We had a lot going on. 24 hours later, they had them. They got their man. Well, I'll tell you what, Boston, you guys are. My hat's off to you, and especially the Boston Red Sox. You know, this week, Boston Red Sox Commissioner Selig, Major League Baseball, and the Major League Baseball Association, and the Red Sox Foundation, and of course, Red Sox fans, made a donation to the One Fund Boston, $646,500. We're going to have some information on how you can donate to the One Boston Fund, and all of that, the proceeds go to help the victims and help everyone surrounded by that terrible tragedy. So it was good to see the baseball community coming together and to raise money for the One the One Fund and the Baseball Association. Well, guys, we've got just, you know, really, we're going to kind of do something a little bit different today. We've got something, what we would like to call Open Line Thursday. And in other words, you can give us a call or shoot me an email and talk about whatever you want, as long as it's baseball related. I know it's draft night. That's right. The Colts got the 24 pick. And I'm not ignorant to that. We have the balance every Saturday morning. We did our mock draft right here on the Balance Radio Network, right here on Indiana Talks last Saturday. Certainly, We'll have up on our social media how the Colts do in the draft. So I know it's the draft weekend, but hey, baseball's still going on. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. And we'll be glad to talk with you here in a few moments. We're going to be talking with Mr. Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk. Going to be talking about the Dodgers, some of the power rankings that are going on there. It's crazy. And we're certainly going to get into this conversation as we get along with the power rankings. They just keep falling. Several favorites have lost their Big Ten rankings. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Dodgers. Coming up next, guys, we're going to have Mr. Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk. We're going to take a break. When we get back, guys, we're going to break down the Dodgers, or to be or to not to be. We'll be right back on the Balance Radio Network. This is the Hot Corner. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente.
My daddy left us. I was only 6 months older than you are now.
I don't remember him. You will remember me.
Jackie Robinson, a black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
Your enemy will be out in force, but you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
What you going to do if one of these pitchers throws through your head?
I'll duck.
Mark my words and circle this date. Negroes are going to run the white man straight out of baseball.
This ain't the America I know. You hear me?
If they knew you, they would be ashamed.
If Robinson can help us win, then he is going to play on this ball club.
You don't belong here, and you never will.
Get off the field.
Brooklyn Dodgers ain't changing our way of living.
Wearing me down.
You are not the only one with something at stake here.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
Give me a uniform. Give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
I Bubba, I Brooklyn Dodger them. I Jack, I Rob, I Sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen.
I'm just a ball player.
You are a hero.
Why don't you look in the mirror? This is a white man's game.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I'm a Brooklyn boy. I may take some getting used to.
Maybe tomorrow we'll all wear 42.
One Boston. No adversity, no challenge, nothing can tear down the resilience of the heart of the city and its people. Nothing can defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another.
This is our city. And nobody's gonna dictate our freedom.
Love and strength covers our city. It will push us forward because this is Boston, a city with courage, compassion, strength that knows no bounds.
Following the tragedy at the 2013 Boston Marathon, there was One Boston. Donate to the One Fund at OneBoston.org. That's the One Fund at OneFundBoston.org.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer.
All right, my minions, welcome back to the Hot Corner, right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Yes, of course, that's Neil Diamond. Red Sox fans, yeah, that has been a staple in your home field for years. But we kind of adopted it nationwide here across the United States. Absolutely, as a theme song. We're right there with you, Boston. Neil Diamond. I tell you what a great cameo or special appearance that he made out there to Fenway Park on the first day, the first game back after the bombings. And it was just a sight to behold from all the fans and so forth. Joining us now on the phone from L.A. Dodger Talk, Mr. Mark Timmons. Mr. Timmons, how you doing, sir?
Never better. How are you?
I'm never better, sir. It's always good. It's always good to talk with you. I know we haven't had a chance to really talk too much since the Boston bombing, and you know, it's a week old, really a week and a half old. And last Thursday, right before we came on the air here on the Hot Corner, they had just released the photographs. 24 hours later, they got their man. What are your thoughts about all of that? And about all of that? Just what are your thoughts and feelings? If you want to share them to us, keep it clean, though, sir.
Well, it's obviously a tragedy. You know, it's undoubtedly true that they've got the bombers. You know, whether they're connected to any greater conspiracy, we don't know. I think it's way early in this thing to draw any conclusions. But, you know, they obviously were the ones that were involved, and it's a horrible tragedy. Boston pulled back together, and, you know, America's not going to be intimidated by that kind of stuff. Whether this was a orchestrated event by a lot of people or just a couple of single bombers, it doesn't make any difference. I believe they'll get to the bottom of it, and you know, we'll continue on, and we're not going to be scared, we're not going to be intimidated, and we will prevail.
Absolutely, and that's one great thing about this country, Mark, is and that's one thing I like about baseball. And there's a reason they call it America's favorite pastime, is it actually brings Americans together. And what an exciting time it was to see the Red Sox fans come together in Fenway, and just a great time of reuniting. Well, guys, this is the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Mark with Sale Presidente. We got Mr. Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk on board with us. Hey, I hear that Sandy Koufax made an appearance out there at Dodger Field. Nobody stopped him from walking right on field. I guess he doesn't need a name badge or a plastic card to let anybody know who he is.
Well, the fact of the matter is he should have a statue out there. You know, there should be a statue of Sandy Koufax. That's a fact.
Well, if only Koufax had a locker in the dressing room, the Dodgers' unexpected worries might have disappeared, but he did not. So what's going on with the Dodgers? The Dodgers do not have the majors' highest payroll this season. The Yankees sneak past them just a little bit in spring training by grabbing several veteran hitters. But at $250 million or so, the Dodgers had reason to feel protected on the mound. Not so, Mr. Mark Timmons. A month ago, they had 8 starters: Clay Crenshaw, Zach Greinke, Josh Beckett, Yenren Ryu, Bisley, just to name a few. And you know, last time you were here on the show on the Hot Corner, it was the very night that Greinke got into that issue out there at San Diego, and we talked about it being his first game out there at San Diego. It turned out it was going to be his last for a while. What are your thoughts? What's going on out there on the mound? The Dodgers, sir.
Well, they lost Billingsley. He's going to have, he had Tommy John surgery today. They Greinke's out probably for another 4 weeks. But they've got an excess of starters. They're going to be okay. I mean, that's not what's hurting the Dodgers. What's hurting the Dodgers is the fact that they can't hit with runners in scoring position. Pitching's been fine. You know, we've had two starters go down, and pitching's still fine. It's not a big deal. You know, here's what I find ironic. Last year, the Dodgers traded prospects to Boston, and they had to take Carl Crawford and his $100 million contract, and Adrian Gonzalez and his $100 million contract, and Josh Beckett and his, you know, $16 or $17 or $18 million a year that he's owed. Because the Red Sox were going to rebuild, and the Dodgers are in the win-now mode, and they got Hanley Ramirez, and they're at the highest payroll in baseball, and the Bo Sox were going to rebuild, and the Boston Red Sox record right now is 14-8, and the Dodgers are 10-11. I mean, explain that to me, or I guess it's 9-11. No, it's 10-11. So figure that out. Who can figure out baseball? I mean, the Red Sox are rebuilding, they're 14-7, the Dodgers are win-now, let's spend all this money, and they're 10-11. I mean, go figure.
Well, and you're absolutely right there, Mark. Even though they do have some problems on the mound, the Dodgers' biggest problem, as you said, they just can't score a run. Only the pitfalls of the Marlins have scored fewer in the majors. Shortstop Hanley Ramirez had a thumb surgery for an injury sustained in the World Baseball Classic, which is a whole other topic on a whole other day. These guys should not be playing in the World Baseball Classic. Of course, Matt Kemp has struggled. Third baseman Cruz, 4 for 46, has played his way out of a starting job, at least for now. So, Don Mattingly, is he losing control of the ship?
Well, here's what's going on in L.A. I mean, the big Dodger in the sky is not happy. The big Dodger in the sky is not happy that they're not playing Dodger baseball the way they're supposed to be playing Dodger baseball. The big Dodger in the sky is not happy that these guys are underperforming. The big Dodger in the sky is not happy that the Dodgers have went out and tried to buy their way to a pennant Yankee style. And he is frowning on the Dodgers right now. And it's going to take a sacrifice of recompense to bring this back. And that sacrificial lamb is going to have to be Don Mattingly. He needs to be put on the altar, and he needs to be sacrificed, and we need to get a new manager.
Absolutely, sir. And I tell you what, though, maybe Mattingly, with his Yankees pedigree, knows that deep inside. You know, on Monday's day off, he visited the former major manager of his once great team out there, and he went out there, and he also had some time with Joe Torre and. Just behind the scenes, and he had lunch with a couple of members of Yogi Berra's family. Here's the thing. He's a Dodger now. He's not a Yankee. He is from Indiana, though. We'll give him that. But the Dodgers are struggling, and like we said, they've got to be able to score a winning run. Talk with us a little bit about what's going on LA Dodger talk. I think it was you that posted an article, just two things. As you've said before, $220 million guarantees nothing. The season has the potential of being a train wreck. Were those your words?
Those are exactly my words. And, you know, for the last 6 days on the blog, I've had a picture of Don Mattingly on a pirate ship walking the plank. And Don Mattingly needs to walk the plank. Don's a nice guy. Look, he's a Hoosier. He is just not the guy to be managing the Dodgers. The Dodgers need somebody that can come in there and can command respect. You know who's the rumored person that's coming in is Tony La Russa. But that said, whoever it is, the Dodgers culture, confidence, clubhouse camaraderie, whatever you want to call it, the persona, it's not there. It's not a winning atmosphere. I've seen this for the last 3 years. They can't hit with runners in scoring position. If one person doesn't hit, none of them hit. They've got there's some really pathetic teams. There's Florida and the White Sox are really pathetic this year with runners in scoring position. But the Dodgers are right there with them. The Dodgers are trying to beat them out as the worst team in baseball with hitting and runners in scoring position. So, I mean, I've seen it for 3 years. I've seen the team not be able to hit with runners in scoring position when Don Mattingly was there as a batting coach. He's now the manager, and I think we need to go a different direction. I mean, I know it's early. It's only April. They need to get rid of him. They need to get another manager, and they need to do it now.
Well, one thing is for sure, Mark, is if they have a losing season, which they're certainly on that boat, they've bought the ticket for that to happen. They've got their cabin with a view. They're going to have a losing season if something happens, if they don't turn it around. Now, you mentioned Tony La Russa. Obviously, his name's going to come up all the time, anytime there's a coaching opening or a possibility of, especially there in L.A. And same thing with on the other side of town there with the Lakers. Phil Jackson's name's always going to come up. But what is the reality that he would actually come back to the Dodgers at his age and be able to coach and manage a team of 2013 the way that he once used to do?
Well, I've heard that he has been in contact with the Dodgers, but, you know, that's not confirmed. But I've heard from fairly reliable sources that there have been talks. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I'm not saying he's the one. You know, maybe they need a former Dodger, you know. Maybe they need to bring Oral Hershiser in, or maybe they need to bring Ron Say in, or, you know, who knows. I mean, I don't think Ron Say is the guy, but. He's a nice guy, but they need to bring somebody. Maybe they need to trade Don Mattingly to the Angels for Mike Socia. How's that? Both teams are underperforming. Let's trade managers.
I couldn't agree with you more. Mike Socia to the Dodgers. Don Mattingly to the Angels. You've heard of wife swap. This is manager swap in the Major League Baseball. That'd be great.
Before, let's do it again.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, if you want to jump in on the conversation with myself or Mark Timmons from L.A. Dodger Talk, 917-889-8516. Well, you guys just wrapped up a series with the Mets. Not quite the outcome that you were hoping for. And our conversation continues about the demise of the Dodgers this year. So the Dodgers, the Mets, what are your thoughts on that series?
Well, they won today, you know. So they took, 3 out of 4? You know, which wasn't bad. But, you know, last night they snatched victory, or they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. They were set to win. They gave up a run in the ninth inning to tie the game. And, you know, you're really screwed when you give up a walk-off grand slam at the end of the game. I mean, you know, it's just when you only need one run that they get a grand slam. You know the big Dodger in the sky is not smiling on you then.
Well, the big Dodger in the sky. Do we have a name for the big Dodger in the sky, or is that just a name? I didn't know if maybe you're referring to a particular former Dodger or a former owner or someone who's passed on to the big Dodgers field in the sky. Is there a particular one? Or?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, all the guys, Gil Hodges, Walter Alston, all these guys are up there. Duke Snyder. I mean, you know, but the big Dodger in the sky is the big guy, up there. You know, I mean, that's the big guy. Now, I'm sure in a few years when Tommy goes up there, there's going to be an arm wrestling contest, and he's going to try to be the big Dodger in the sky. But right now, you know who the big Dodger in the sky is, and he is not smiling on the Dodgers right now.
Absolutely. Well, they did escape a nail-biter against the Mets. And out there in New York, and apparently, you know, Don Mattingly was spending more time with Yankees and Yankee legends than he was actually with the Dodgers. So interesting to see. But it was nice to see. RYU? Am I pronouncing it right? Ryu? Is that how you say his name?
It's Ryu. Yeah, Ryu.
Ryu. Okay. It was nice to see him earn the confidence of a solid starter. That's two good Dodgers pitching starts back to back, and something East Coast. I don't know. I think it was a good shot in the arm for them. Absolutely, it was a good confidence booster, and it was certainly a bit of a nail biter. But I'm with you. If we can use the word running game in baseball, I'm concerned about the Dodgers running game.
What running game?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, Carl Crawford got off to a good start. But, you know, to have a running game, you actually, you know, you probably actually need to score about more than 2.5 runs a game. And, you know, I mean, it's so rare that they get on base, they don't know which way to go, Tom. I mean, they get to first base, they might go to left field or right field. They don't know where they're going because they're there so rare. It's so unusual for them to get on base. How do they know when to run?
Well, you know how they did it in P League. They just kind of, you know, hey, push them on along, and hopefully they're not running the bases the wrong way. No, I'm just kidding. Now, you got the Brewers coming up tomorrow. The Brewers lost to the Padres on Wednesday night to snap a 9-game winning streak, and we'll be looking to start a new one when they travel to L.A. to take the Dodgers on for a weekend series that begins tomorrow night. They'll send to the mound a young right-hander who is making his second major league start after a successful debut. Burgos will be up against the guy who once fit the same profile, Josh Beckett. So talk to me about tomorrow's game, the pitching matchup. Beckett and Burgos, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, as far as I can tell, Beckett showed up at spring training, and he wasn't eating chicken and drinking beer in the clubhouse. You know, I mean, the guy looked a lot slimmer. I thought, hey, he's serious. Now, he's had some up and down games. He's looked good and he's looked bad. You know, the game before last, he pitched the ninth inning. And, you know, he lost the game, but Mattingly left him in. A lot of people criticized for letting him in. I have no problem with letting him in. I mean, the guy earned the right to be there. He didn't have that many pitches. He had about 100 pitches. I think Mattingly did right and left him in. He wouldn't have lost the game had the Dodgers scored more than one run or, you know, whatever it was. I mean, he couldn't score. It wasn't his pitching, and his pitching was outstanding. So hopefully Beckett can keep it up for a while. I don't know. I mean, his arm's liable to fall off any time during the season because he's got a lot of throws on that arm.
Well, I think Beckett will definitely win a lot of games for the Dodgers. I mean, he finishes up their series against the Mets, New York. Against New York, and then against the D-backs. I think he's brilliant until he gives off those walk-off runs in the bottom of the ninth to make that a 1-0 loss. That's just what do you say to a guy like that? You're like, hey, thanks for all your help. You're doing great. You're going to win us a lot of games. But, yeah, thanks. No,
eat more
thanks.
Chicken and drink more beer. Eat more chicken and drink more beer in the clubhouse.
Hey, I don't blame him. I mean, there's nothing wrong with eating chicken and drinking beer. I mean, you know. let's talk a little bit about Matt Kemp here, and I don't know how much time you got with us, so you can feel free to go if you need to, because we'll take a break here in just a minute. But center fielder Matt Kemp, it was good to see him back in play this year, and you just need him to get hit 25 or 30 homers and around 100 RBIs in that. What does Matt Kemp got to do? Obviously, the Tommy John surgery. He had Tommy John surgery. Isn't that what Matt Kemp had?
No, he had. That was Carl Crawford.
Oh,
Matt,
you're right.
Kemp had, Matt Kemp had a torn labrum, had to have it repaired. He had a home run down the right field line last night. He's got his average back up. He's climbing again now. So, you know, I think he's going to be okay. I mean, I think there's still, you know, still probably a little bit of a bump here and there, but you know, his batting average is back up to 266. I'm more worried about Andre Ethier. I mean, Andre Ethier's got more of a fragile psyche. I think Matt Kemp's gonna, when the year's over, I think Matt Kemp's gonna be around 330 home runs, 100 RBIs. You know, he might not have as good a year as he did a couple years ago because he's still rehabbing that shoulder, but I think he's going to be fine.
Well, you know, certainly I hope so, because I think he's got to be one of their guys that you have to pencil in and say, hey, in our starting lineup, Matt Kemp's got to come to work, and we've got to have him on the field for us. Some notes worth noting, if you will, Mark, in the series coming up against the Brewers, Milwaukee second baseman Ricky Weeks.
Went one for four on Wednesday to snap a four-game hitless streak, but he's still batting .086, 5-for-58 in the last 15 games. And the Dodgers reliever Matt Grewer has a scoreless inning streak of six, a team high among relievers. So just worth noting on that. Thoughts?
Well, the Dodgers really don't have much problem with their pitching. I mean, the fans complain about, you know, they shouldn't have used this guy or that guy. You know, if the Dodgers could hit, if the Dodgers could score five runs a game, you know, they'd have a .750 winning percentage as good as their pitching's been. So, you know, the pitching's good from top to bottom. They've got a number of pitchers in the minor leagues ready to come up. Remember this name, Chris Withrow. He's Texas kid, started out as a starter, really didn't do very good as a starter. They moved him to the bullpen last year. He's the closer right now at Albuquerque, and he's lights out. He's unhittable this year. So, you know, they've got, you know, Steve Ames. They've got a number of other players. Zach Lee at Double-A is now starting to put it together. I had questions about him, but he's starting to put it together at Double-A. And I believe he's going to be a good middle of the rotation pitcher, number two or number probably number three. But he's pitching excellent in Double A right now, which is probably the last league that he'll pitch in before he comes up to major. So the Dodgers have a number of pitching prospects, and they've got some real solid arms in the major leagues. I mean, they had to cut Kevin Gregg, who got a save for the Cubs last night. So, I mean, Greg was a casualty of the team because they just had too many pitchers. So pitching is not their problem. Hitting is their problem.
Well, I guess one of the questions that I would have, Carl Crawford is still talking about the Boston Red Sox. Carl Crawford and the Boston Red Sox broke up 8 months ago, but he's still talking about his ex. Is there anything that we should be reading into that? The fact that he's they thought they were getting a diamond in the rough. The Dodgers did with Carl Crawford after the breakup with the Red Sox. Yet he's still talking about his ex.
Well, here's what I'll say about Carl Crawford. You know, when the Red Sox signed him, a lot of people were trying to get the Dodgers to sign him too. And I said, you know, if the Dodgers sign Carl Crawford, they will rue the day that they do that. And then when the Red Sox sign him, I said, well, the Red Sox will rue the day they sign Carl Crawford. And they did. Now, here's what I think happened. I mean, Carl Crawford looks a lot different this year than he did last year or the year before. Was he fat or was he just bulked up? I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of both. Carl Crawford's kind of a workout fiend, but I think when he went to Boston, I think he bulked up. I think he worked out and thought, man, I go to Boston, I'm going to hit 30, 40 home runs in Boston. Well, it just didn't work out that way. The media, Carl Crawford's kind of a sensitive guy, and he just did not flourish with the Boston media. You know, Adrian Gonzalez is the same way, too. He hated the Boston media. So, you know, this year, if you look at Carl Crawford, he looks like a totally different player. I mean, he physically looks like a totally different player. And he's hitting over .300, got over .400 on base percentage. He's a leadoff hitter for the Dodgers. He's never been a good leadoff hitter throughout his career, but it looks to me like he's buying into it. You know, he did make an error the other night that cost the Dodgers the game, but, you know, that happens. But, you know, he could be a really good pickup if he continues on. The Dodgers have been using him lightly. They're resting him about two out of every seven games and, you know, trying to get him back to 100%. If he continually buys in and keeps doing what he's doing, though, I was not in favor of Carl Crawford, but I have to say I've changed my mind on him right now. Now, the fact that he keeps talking about Boston, I think the reporters are asking about it. And, you know, he's answering their questions, but I think it was a really bad time for him. I think he hated Boston, and I think he's just saying that he did. So I wouldn't read any more into it than that, but, you know, I think there comes a time you just need to shut up and play ball.
Are you actually saying that the media would ask leading questions to get the answers to the stories that they want to print? Are you saying that the media actually would do something like that?
Oh, of course not. No media.
Well, we're talking with Mark Timmons from L.A. Dodger Talk, and I tell you some things we've learned so far. It's only April, and maybe things will turn around. But the depth, the organizational depth heading into the season, Mark, I don't know. They were just a lot of things were going on. They traded three top 25 prospects last July to acquire the services of Zach Greinke, and now they don't have nothing to show for that deal. They also made the deal after not having a pick with a 2012 MLB draft until the third round. They're signing of we're talking about the Angels again, and C.J. Wilson offseason. That they had problems there. So talking about the other team across town there, the Dodgers and the Angels, and you also look at how the Giants have been doing. Where in the city does in the area there in California, in the Golden State there, does the Dodgers fit?
Well, right now the Giants are king. I mean, you know, the Giants have won the World Series two in the last 3 years, and they've won it by playing Dodger baseball. I mean, they play baseball the way the Dodgers used to play baseball. The Dodgers are playing baseball the Yankees used to play baseball, or still do, or whatever. You know, the Angels are a train wreck, I think. I mean, I think they gave way too much money to Albert Pujols, way too much money to Josh Hamilton. They got a powerful middle of the lineup there with Trout and Hamilton and Trumbo and Pujols, but I'm going to tell you something. They gave way too long and way too much money to Pujols, and I think it's going to be ugly.
I agree. Albert Pujols should have stayed with the Cardinals, especially he always said it was never about the money. Apparently, it was about a lot of money.
Yeah, it was about the money, and you know, I think that was, you know, I mean, Carl Crawford is a leading example of somebody who took the money and was unhappy. You know. Albert Pujols, you know, maybe he'll do okay there, but, you know, he owns St. Louis. I mean, he would have been an icon. He would have had a statue right there beside Stan Musial. You know, and he blew all that. You know, I think his wife had a lot to do with that, but, you know, that's, hey, he's a big boy. He should have decided what he was going to do and do it.
Always blame it on the woman, huh? There's a slogan we have around the balance here: don't blame me, blame Eve. One thing for sure, Mark, and we got to take a break here, but since last July, and I tell you what, maybe we've got our expectations too high for the Dodgers, especially how they finished the season in lieu of their new ownership group that went well over $500 million in orchestrating several trades and acquiring free agents. That took a change combined with a few injuries has led to a 9-11 start. Obviously, with Ramirez and Greinke and Beasley and others currently on the disabled list, all the work of the Dodgers did in the past several months are suddenly becoming in jeopardy. And the injuries can be overcome, but the expectations nonetheless will persist. Do we have too high of expectations for the Dodgers this year?
Well, I think they're committed to trying to make this a winning season. They've got some players that they need to change. They've got enough depth, though, to come back. It's just a question of whether they have the right leadership. And I don't think they have the right leadership right now. They're going to need the right leadership. And I think that there's probably going to be a trade where they're going to get another infielder, whether it's a shortstop or a third baseman. And, you know, we still have the Cuban defector, Yasiel Puig, at AA. He does have a broken thumb right now, but he should be back in about a week. And he's a monster. He's another Giancarlo Stanton or better. So I think Andre Ethier is going to have to be traded. The Dodgers are probably going to have to eat a lot of his salary because I think they gave him way too big of a salary. But he is tradable. They could get possibly by the trade deadline when some teams drop out of contention. They could possibly get a third baseman. I mean, Chase Headley comes to mind. The Padres don't have to trade him, but, you know, the Dodgers could overwhelm them with some prospects. There's some other teams that have third basemen. So I think the Dodgers could really use a third baseman, you know, or a shortstop if Hanley Ramirez would move to third base.
Well, absolutely. And we're talking with Mark Timmons of LA Dodger Talk.
taking some time with us today to talk about the Dodgers, or the lack of Dodgers, I guess we could definitely say. Mark, can you stay around, or you got to go, or?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go, Tom. I have an appointment, so I'm going to have to run. All I'm going to say, all I can say in conclusion is, remember, Hanley Ramirez was one of the best players in baseball a few years ago, and he's only 28.
Duly noted, sir. Duly noted. All right, Mr. Mark Jemmins. People can find your work on LA Dodger Talk. Can people stalk you on Twitter or Facebook?
Not too much, no.
Okay. All right, Mark. We'll catch you, man. We're going to keep our eyes on the Dodgers in the National League. We're going to see what happens.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Mark Jemmins of LA Dodger Talk. Always good for him to take some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on the Hot Corner. My name is Tom Mark with Sal Presidente. My digit's 917-889-8516. That's 917-889-8516, guys. We'll be right back. We're talking about what's going on with the Cubs, the Reds, and of course, the Cardinals. Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
My daddy left us. I was only 6 months older than you are now.
I don't remember him. You will remember me.
Jackie Robinson. Black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
Your enemy will be out in force, but you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
What you going to do if one of these pitchers throws through your head?
I'll duck.
Mark my words and circle this date. Negroes are going to run the white man straight out of baseball.
This ain't the America I know. You hear me?
If they knew you, they would be ashamed.
If Robinson can help us win, then he is going to play on this ball club.
You don't belong here, and you never will.
Get off the field.
Brooklyn Dodgers ain't changing our way of living.
You're wearing me down.
You are not the only one with something at stake here.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
Give me a uniform. Give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
I father, I whip and dodge of them. I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen.
I'm just a ball player.
You a hero.
Why don't you look in the mirror? This is a white man's game.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
I'm a Brooklyn boy. I may take some getting used to.
Maybe tomorrow we'll all wear 42.
One Boston. No adversity, no challenge. Nothing can tear down the resilience of the heart of the city and its people. defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another. This is our city. And nobody's gonna dictate our freedom. Love and the strength covers our city. It will push us forward because this is Boston, a city with courage, passion, strength that knows no bounds.
Following the tragedy at the 2013 Boston Marathon, there was One Boston. Donate to the One Fund at oneboston.org. That's the One Fund at onefundboston.org.
And you're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis.
Welcome back to the Hot Corner. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. That's right. It's time to jump right into the Cubs talk. I know we got a lot of fans that are Cub fans. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm a Cardinal fan. I've got to ask that question. But what do you see in the Cubs? I'm just kidding. 917-889-8516 is my digits to get my minions to get some time with El Presidente. Here in the Oval Office of the Balance Radio Network. It is good to have you guys along. You know, we've been doing this show now for a few weeks, and we've had a lot of success, and we appreciate those that listen to us on Live 365, TuneIn, Indiana Talks. Indiana Talks, we really want to tip our hats to you. You guys do a great job on promoting the show. And we're also live on Indiana Talks every Saturday morning, right here on Indiana Talks. If you're listening to us during the Indiana Talks broadcast, you can check them out. If you're not, we're nationwide through Blog Talk Radio or various other affiliates, www.indianatalks.com. You can follow them at Indiana Talks. So good to have them along with us, and good to have all the fans of Indiana Talks with us. Great place to listen to politics. We guys right here on Indiana Talks and Blog Talk Radio. It's a great place to talk sports. We're going to be talking baseball. We've got about another 10 minutes. We're going to be talking about the Cubs, the Reds. Well, we could actually hit two birds with one stone with that, obviously, with the most recent appearance where the Cubs and the Reds met together. You know, here's the thing. I guess maybe you could call it as a successful series for the Cubs. I mean, perhaps maybe you can. But I don't know. The Cubs, I just don't like to get my hopes built up too much about the Cubs, and I know I get a lot of hate mail about that, but out there. You know, Sam I can't pronounce his name, and I'm bad about that. Sam Zira strikes out eight, I'm sorry, with a cut finger. He used to be a football player. I guess that really doesn't mean much. But yeah, cut the index finger on his right hand, trying to grab Shin Soso Choco's ball in the first. It's getting as bad as IndyCar. Let me tell you. Cup manager Dale Swelvin and athletic trainer P.J. Mainville went out to check him out and after a home plate umpire noticed some blood. Reminds me of that. I wish that I had did enough prep today to tell you who that was. But there's a picture out there. It's a very famous baseball picture where I think they're in the World Series. And I think it's with the Rangers. But you could just see the blood spewing out his leg. Those were the good old days, huh? When you could play with a little bit of blood. De Jesus! 7-0. Ransom. All part of the Cubs. I'll tell you what. That goat's head out there at Wrigley Field. Maybe it did some work. What are you guys' thoughts? Want to get your thoughts? Give me a call. 917-889-8516. What's going on with the Cubs? What are your thoughts? The Cubs, what are your thoughts with them, and what do they got going on? You know, I love it when I try to have everything all in order here. You know, the thing about it is on Thursday, during the Hot Corner, I do a lot of stuff myself. I have a producer, social media director that helps me out on Saturday morning, Michelle Jones. Tomorrow's her birthday. We're giving her the day off. But I do a lot of stuff on Thursday myself. So, you know, I try to do all my prep. But, you know, I'll have to admit, I'm spoiled on Saturday morning. I have all my prep done for me, all my talking points done for me. I got to do a lot of this stuff on my own. And you think you got enough to fill an hour. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Maybe I didn't tonight. I don't know. Hey, well, this is the Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Cubs go to the Marlins. You know, really, you want to say that the Cubs really aren't going to have much of a problem with the Marlins. I mean, come on, it's the Marlins. We used to say, come on, it's the Cubs, but it's the Marlins. It's the Marlins and the Cubs. Miami Marlins 5-16, and the Cubs 6-14. Yeah, real big matchup there, huh? But honestly, I think the Cubs have a very, very good shot at beating the Marlins. What is going on with the Marlins this year? Hey, Cub fans, you're not in a world all your own. Look at the Dodgers. We're just talking to Mark Timmons from the Dodgers. See, it's not just you. It's everybody. You know, preview tonight. They start 6:10 Central, which is right about now here pretty soon. The Cubs will be starting. And I tell you, it should be a good game. It should be a real good game. I know we have a lot of Cub fans. I'm not trying to ditch on your Cubs there. I just don't understand Cub fans. I love Cub fans. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of party. They're good party animals, and I like that. But I don't understand them. I don't understand their loyalty. But I freely admit it. I am also I'm biased because I'm a Cardinal fan. I know it'd be like we talking about the Yankees right now and having to go through this stuff with Boston Red Sox. Cubs Marlins preview tonight. They hit the mound. They hit the game tonight. The Cubs get to play in warm weather again against the Miami Marlins. Maybe they spent some time down in South Beach. Let's hope they didn't go down to the nude beaches. The Marlins suck too, though, right? Come on. I'm not just Cub hating. I'm just saying the Marlins suck too. At last, the team the Cubs should be able to beat. I believe it, guys. This is your win. The record is even worse than the Cubs, 5-16. The Cubs, 16-14. You want to talk to me about the Cubs? Hey, I'm all ears. I can take it. I can dish it. I can take it. 917-889-8516. The Marlins. The Marlins and the Cubs. There is a difference, though. The Marlins' record, I believe, reflects their abilities better than the Cubs does. That's just my thought. I tell you one thing, though. Given the Cubs, their props, their points, my minions that are Cub fans, They've yet to lose a game by more than 4 runs. maybe they can put something together, because the Marlins have the Marlins already have 4 of those. The Marlins have scored 1 run or less in a game in 9 times. The Cubs have done that in just 4 times. Their best hitter, Justin Rigo, who is hitting .236, .286, .431 for an OPS of 97. The Cubs have 4 hitters: Castillo, Rizzio, Sheerholtz, and Valbuena, which I'm probably butchering names. Hey, you know one thing about the balance in the Hot Corner? We're fans. That's what we do. Yeah, we have a national radio show. We're based with the fan base. We're just two guys. We're just guys sitting around the sports bar talking sports. I'll tell you one thing, honestly, Cub fans, and I'm giving you a hard time, but it's pretty clear to me that despite the Cubs' bad start, they are a significantly better team than the Marlins. They really are. I'll be disappointed if the Cubs don't win at least 3 or 4 of the games in this series. Unrelated but very important, every single person should read David Kelpin's article. You should check that out. I believe it's on Yahoo. I'll have to look that out for you, or on SB Nation. Check it out. Good article. I don't really have a lot of time to get into it today, but good article on a second note. Of course, we'll talk about the Reds. We could do that too. Talk about the Cardinals. I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. The Cardinals are with the Pirates, playing the Pirates. I'm sorry. We've got a special affection for the Pirates because of our love with the Indianapolis Indians. So, you know, but I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. Cubs Nationals. I'll tell you what, that could be your National League pennant race championship game right there. Reds Nationals. I really both teams I see going deep into the playoffs. And the Nationals are struggling too right now, guys. And I tell you what, are the lineups going to be able to? Are they going to be making some lineup changes? The Nationals' offense have been stagnant for the last few games. What about the Reds? Worth noting, the Reds' Sean Marshall was expected to throw a rehab game on Wednesday for the AAA team in Louisville. Obviously, just played against the Indianapolis Indians. What a great start the Indianapolis Indians have going. Well, guys, I wish that we had time to get into all of the scores. But I tell you what we do have on deck today. Obviously, you have the Astros and the Red Sox. They just started off. Red Sox up 2-0 against the Astros. Just talked about the Nationals and the Reds. They're getting ready to start here very, very soon. Blue Jays and the Yankees. I don't even want to get into that one. Cubs and Marlins. I already talked with you about that one. Rays and White Sox. How about those Rays? How about those Rays, guys? Well, we got the Rangers and the Twins, as well as the Rockies and the D-backs and the Orioles and the A's and Angels and the Mariners. And then the Pirates and the Phillies went final two as well, 6-4. Pirates pull one out. Tomorrow, the Pirates and the Cardinals go together. So, hey, this is the Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. It's been great being with you guys today. Remember to donate to the Boston One Fund, bostonone.org. Thank you, Mark Timmons. You can follow us at 2 Hot Corner on Twitter. Facebook, The Balance. Check us out, IndyProSports.com, www.TheBalanceOnline.com, as well as IndyMA.com for your race fans. Guys, check us out next Saturday right here on Blog Talk Radio and all across our affiliate radio stations, as well as Indiana Talks. Guys, we got to go. It's been great. It's been real. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. We'll see you next week.
join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.